The White Sox and the Astros on Wednesday. Houston has played so well at home this season, and the fans showing appreciation. But in the fourth inning, trailing 1-0, Yoan Moncada would put the White Sox in front.
Now Moncada rips one to right, and that is a line drive two-run home run. 22-year-old second baseman Yoan Moncada continues to do damage against the Astros.
Doubled and singled for the second straight game last night. Shields ready. Here's the 3-2. With the runners going, that ball shot to right center. Gonzalez will score. Gattis chugging for home. Gurriel with a two-run double. Altuve licking his chops here, and he hits a one-hopper that bounces off the shortstop Anderson and into the outfield. The Astros played a run.
Still a 1-2 count to Moncada. Tying run at third, that's Sanchez. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss, got him on a high fastball. White Sox still down to their final strike. A base hit could tie it.
He got him! Astros win!
The Astros win their sixth in a row, 4-3 over the White Sox on Wednesday. They've won 14 of their last 19. Brad Peacock gets his 12th victory, throwing six innings of one-hit ball, allowing just two runs. Tim Anderson extended his hitting streak to 11 games for the White Sox, going 1-for-3 with a run scored and a stolen base. The Astros win their sixth in a row. Final score on Wednesday is 4-3 over the White Sox. After the game, here's a very pleased A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, I mean, he was good again. I don't think he was particularly sharp, which is funny to say for a guy that gave up one hit. But he did battle through his outing and didn't give up very many hard hits. He got a couple punch outs. There were a few walks in there that are a little uncharacteristic of him. But, he's a winning pitcher. He really does a good job of navigating some things, and he has some escape through a couple change ups. But just another good outing because Brad Peacock's pretty good.
You talk about how much you like pitchers to finish their outing strong. That sixth inning seemed to be indicative of a guy wanting to go out there and finish it strong.
Especially for him. You know, I it's so public nowadays what everybody does and doesn't do. So when you start having any area of your game that is exposed to questions or criticisms or curiosities, and so the third time through the order for him is an open topic. So when he can block that out and go and pitch and finish his outing, walk off the mound, 100 pitches or whatever he was at, I think it obviously makes him feel like he accomplished something, and there's not a pitcher alive I've ever gone out to the mound and taken him out of the game, and he's high-fiving me. So these guys like to finish their outings, and he did in great form.
You talk about the job Joe Musgrove's doing now for you. How's it going for Mike tonight?
Yeah, it was good. He can come in. The velocity, when it's where it's at right now, it's pretty threatening to the hitter, and he's got a pretty good slider that comes with it. All of his stuff has had an uptick in effectiveness since he took over in the bullpen. He's got a ton of confidence. He's got energy when he comes in the game. And even in the ninth, he's not used to pitching in the eighth and ninth inning as a whole. I mean, as a starter, he's usually out of the game. As a reliever, he blended into the middle of the game, and now he's starting to get these back end leverage innings, and he hasn't changed a bit.
Where exactly did Gregerson get hit?
Right in the heel of the hand, sort of the above the hamate and below the sort of right in the middle, right there. He's fine. X-rays are negative. He's fine.
You talked about having Colin go out in the wild card.
What's that? Oh, yeah. We every now and then we roll it into a player, and it's just nice for Colin to feel a part of this. You know, I don't know how many at-bats we have for him. I do want to get him in there, when I can, but it's tough right now to break our lineup. And when I give a guy a day off, it's, Marwin's usually the answer. So, we just made him go out there and talk to the umpires. We knew he'd have to talk about what happened. They're going to ask him questions. It's cool to send a player out there every now and then.
With your full lineup and Gurriel hitting seventh, is that a luxury just that probably not many other teams have?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's this offense has been really good all season, and where it's noteworthy if we don't do something extreme. So, I've got McCann batting at the bottom of the order most nights. I've got Gurriel down there in the 7-8 hole. I got a switch hitter in Beltran. Marwin's moved up, so there's not a lot of empty pockets that we don't have some sort of production.
What do you think his at bat there with the two outs and two on and got those two home?
For who? For Gurriel? Yeah, no. I mean, they threw him a lot of breaking balls in a row, and he hung in there, and he missed a couple hittable breaking balls early in the count. But he the ball carries to the outfield as far and as long and as hard as anyone. His hard hit rate is off the chart. He's really good at making contact on the barrel with some length, and the ball carries pretty far out there. So he's what they call a professional hitter, and it doesn't matter what country or what level, this guy can really hit.
What
What did you think about Musgrove? He tried to get that double play. He hit the ground, had his body.
He's flying all over the place. If you know, when you clinch and you still have to play for something, it's nice to see the players go out there. We're playing really hard, and these guys aren't taking any game for granted. I love how we're into the games. We're doing just enough to win. You know, we haven't been perfect and perfectly sharp, but these guys are playing hard.
Joe Musgrove closed it out, picking up strikeouts to end the eighth and the ninth. He talks about taking advantage of the opportunity.
I love it. This is, it's, I mean, the ultimate adrenaline rush, you know, and having a chance to come in and close out the game when we really need it, you know, it's I think everyone wants that situation.
What works for you out there today?
Fastball slider. I mean, Stroman gave me a great game plan. Centeno and Gaddy called it the right way, and I was just executing. That's it.
You're finishing up a game that started well with Brad Peacock on the mound. I know you've been by his side all year long. What does he do that impresses you?
He's incredible. I mean, he commands the bottom of the zone so well with his fastball that his breaking ball, I mean, if it starts anywhere over the plate, guys are offering at it. So, I mean, he's incredible. He's overcome so much, and he's really impressed everyone this year, and he's done his job.
How about 93 wins for the club with still a few left to go on the regular season schedule? What do you think about the team around?
It's incredible. I mean, everyone comes ready to play every day, and we always feel like we're in it no matter how many we're down or how many we're up. So it's incredible to see the camaraderie and, you know, and the good teamwork that goes into each win. And tonight's a good one to keep the streak going, and we need to win a couple more to try and get that lead back.
The series wraps up Thursday as Houston goes for a four-game sweep. Carson Fulmer starts for the White Sox. Dallas Keuchel goes for the Astros.